Michael Popak with the Legal AF Hot Take. We can rest easy. Judge Mershon in the Stormy Daniels hush money cover-up criminal case against Donald Trump, scheduled to start, brought by the Manhattan DA, is going to allow Dino Sajudin to testify. Dino Sajudin is going to testify, everybody. Need I say more? Yeah, I think I better say more on this hot take. I've covered, actually, Dino Sajudin before, and I'm going to explain where he fits in the catch-and-kill program that was executed by Donald Trump using the National Enquirer and its publishers, along with Michael Cohen, who was then the in-house consigliere for Donald Trump. And Dino Sajudin, not any of the women that Donald Trump slept with, was actually the first person who was paid under the catch-and-kill program $30,000. It was like a test run for Donald Trump, David Pecker of the National Enquirer, and Michael Cohen. And now, despite the best efforts by Donald Trump to keep Dino Sajudin off the stand, he's coming in, subject to some other limitations the judge has made. But Dino Sajudin is testifying. What is he going to say? Well, he wrote a book. He wrote a book about being a Trump doorman. There are still doormen in New York. He was a Trump doorman at Trump World Tower, not the Trump Tower that Donald Trump lives in on Fifth Avenue, but another building that has his name on it down by the United Nations. According to Mr. Sajudin, in his book, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, he wrote it in a book, Donald Trump fathered a love child. Yes, you've heard it here, potentially first, according to Mr. Sajudin, doorman Sajudin, while he worked at Trump Tower, it was well-known knowledge that Donald Trump fathered a child with the concierge that worked at the building, a Colombian national woman, and there was a child that resulted, a product of this tryst. Why is it important? Because if Sajudin is right, and others have said that he's not and have discredited him, but if he was right, that is a story that Donald Trump did not need Dino Sajudin telling the world and the media while he was trying to beat Hillary Clinton. And after, on the heels of the hot mic recording of the Access Hollywood tape that got released as an October surprise right around the time of the October, you know, leading into the election, in which he said he had the right as a celebrity to attack women and grab their genitals. He didn't need a Dino Sajudin story on top of that story that he fathered a love child. You know, this was like a giant game of whack-a-mole for Donald Trump, you know, because of bad things that he did in his life that were like poltergeists popping up out of the ground, you know, like the scene in Poltergeist when they move into the house and it turns out it was built on an ancient burial ground and all these bodies started popping out into the pool. Same thing here. Donald Trump was like, oh my God, all these people that I slept with are popping up. They're going to tear down my attempt to win the presidency. I need to hide it from the people. Catch and kill program. And so the reason that Judge Mershon denied, in a very pithy two-line or three-line order, denied the attempt to stop Karen McDougal, Dino Sajudin, and Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, from taking the stand is because they're important for the jury to understand motive, intent, and the catch-and-kill program. That Stormy Daniels was not the only target of the catch-and-kill program. I keep using that term as if you know what I mean in shorthand. Let me explain it to you. Donald, the allegations of the indictment are in this case is that Donald Trump, in a conspiracy with Alan Weisselberg, his CFO, the guy that's gone to jail, has already committed perjury and admitted to it, and Michael Cohen, who served his time and is telling the truth about what he saw and what he was involved with, that combination, along with David Pecker, who was the publisher of American Media that owned the National Enquirer, conspired to operate a program in which the National Enquirer and or Michael Cohen would spend money, real money, to buy the story of these people, whether they claim to have had sex with Donald Trump, whether they claim there was a love child resulting from Donald Trump in a tryst, or whatever it was, pay these people money, make them sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, keep it confidential, and tell them they were going to run a story when really they weren't running any story. They were just binding them to a confidential agreement. Now, those confidential agreements have seemed to be, you know, sort of overturned by court systems, including through one of our other podcasters, Jessica Denson. But at the time, it was the way to do it. Why catch and kill? Because it's what it sounds like. You catch the story, love child of Donald Trump, fathered with concierge at Trump World Hotel, as Dino Sajudin says in his book. Karen McDougal, playmate. Playboy playmate, I slept with Donald Trump. Stephanie Clifford, Stormy Daniels, I slept with Donald Trump. all while he was married to Melania. And his incentive then, especially on the hills of the revelation of the Access Hollywood tape, which was recorded years earlier, but didn't get revealed until October, leading into the 2016 election, just to remind everybody, it showed up late. He needed to catch these stories, kill them in their tracks, pay off the people, and get them under NDAs. And he used Michael Cohen, as he will testify, Alan Weisselberg, who will testify against another penalty of perjury punishment, Stormy Daniels, the recipient of the money and who signed the NDA, Kara McDougal, who got the first $130,000 and signed an NDA, and Dino Sajudin, who's going to testify that he was approached by people in the Trump Organization and signed an NDA and was paid $30,000 to keep the love baby story quiet. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo LegalAF at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/LegalAF and use the code LegalAF to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/LegalAF to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Eventually, he didn't care. He published a book. I'm not here to debate whether he's telling the truth or not, but he does seem to have very specific details. If it's made up, if it's hallucinatory, it's very detailed hallucination about this Colombian concierge having an affair with Donald Trump, there being a love child, the concierge being very bossy and even telling off members of the Trump Organization, which would seem to fit if she was the mother of Donald Trump's children. Somebody in the organization who he identified as Mr. C telling him that, Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr. aren't the the other child from Marla Maples aren't the only people with the DNA of Donald Trump out there. Now, Michael Cohen has denied on under oath and will on the stand that he is Mr. C. However, there is details here by Dino Sajudin. I wanted to bring back the story of Dino Sajudin because it kind of got lost in the shuffle. I did a report on this way back when, that he was the first participant in the Catch and Kill program. It was like a test run. Let's play Sajudin. Let's pay him $30,000 and see if that story goes away. Oh, it did. Good. Let's move on to Karen McDougal, the playmate. Let's give her $130,000 and let's do it again with Stormy Daniels. So the going market rate for Donald Trump to hide illicit activity, or those that were claiming that he participated in illicit activity, was $30,000 for fathering a child if you're a man, and $130,000 or so if you're a woman who claims to have had sex with him. That seemed to be the market rate. Now, the only difference, and the jury will hear this at the trial, is sort of the mechanics of how the money was paid. For Sajudin and for Karen McDougal, the testimony is going to be that David Pecker and the American media / National Enquirer laid out the money for Donald Trump, booked it to some sort of promotional expense on their books. So they lied on their books and records, and then expected to get repaid literally by Donald Trump at some point. and they laid out the money. Their lawyers drew up the NDA. Michael Cohen participated, was a go-between and a negotiator, and they signed off on the deal. And McDougal signed the NDA, and Dino Sajudin signed the NDA. However, it looks like Donald Trump never repaid and stiffed David Pecker, none of the puns intended, and therefore David Pecker wasn't doing it again. So when it came to Stormy McDaniels or Stephanie Clifford coming out of the woodwork, basically David Pecker said, you guys handle this. So Michael Cohen laid out the money for Donald Trump, again, to keep so there wouldn't be a paper trail and fingerprints for Donald Trump on it. And then he got repaid, and this is the books and records fraud in New York. He got repaid, and it got listed on the books and records as a legal payment for services rendered as Michael for Michael as a lawyer, along with a bonus for Michael and a gross-up payment so he wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. That's how that got paid, and that's how that got booked. And Alan Weisselberg is in the middle of all that, the disgraced now felon CFO who went to jail for 100 days, who's going to go to jail again because he committed perjury and has pled guilty in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case against Donald Trump. He's going to jail again. But he has handwritten notes. Alan Weisselberg is the one that booked it on the books and records. So he helped commit the crime. And if he doesn't testify about that, his notes as business record will speak for themselves. And Michael Cohen will testify as well. Because the testimony is going to be that a combination of Michael Cohen, Alan Weisselberg, and David Pecker for the National Enquirer met in Trump Tower along with Trump and devised this scheme, the catch and kill program, and implemented it. First up, right? First victim, Dino Sajudin with the love child story. Second, Karen McDougal, and then Stormy Daniels. Now, all of this information is going to come out to the jury. It's not these prior bad acts are not being used improperly, as the judge noted in his order, to try to convict Donald Trump of this bad act. It's not to show propensity to commit a crime. That's a no-no in criminal proceedings. But it is allowed to show intent, motive, modus operandi, and all of that. And the story, the complete story and picture that's going to be presented to the jury by the Manhattan DA is going to be that Donald Trump, fearing that stories like the Access Hollywood tape about his sexploits and his misogyny and his claiming to have attacked women sexually and get away with it as a celebrity was going to tank his election, tank his ability to beat Hillary Clinton, right? And he was worried not about election interference. He was worrying that this was going to interfere with him getting elected. That's different. And so he panicked, and then his friends sort of circled the wagons around him and said, we got a plan, boss. This is my artist rendering of this conversation. We got a plan, boss. Why don't we, all the people that are coming out of the woodwork with negative stories about you that relate to you and sex while you were married to somebody like Melania, why don't we, through the National Enquirer, catch that story, pay them off, make them sign an NDA in confidentiality, and then kill the story. And Donald Trump said a version of, good idea. To make sure that, you know, my money's not coming out directly and it's handled properly, and do it through Alan Weisselberg, Michael Cohen. That's how it went down. And then the jury's going to hear test case number one, the dress rehearsal, Dino Sajudin and the love baby story. Two, Karen McDougal, playmate. Same thing, same MO, same payment, except this time through National Enquirer. Three, Stephanie Clifford, aka Stormy Daniels. Same money, new people. Different business record fraud. That's the case. And that's how it's going to be presented. So I'd be remiss if, having read this 7 or 8 pages of Judge Mershon, in which he shot down every one of Donald Trump's attempts to limit the amount of evidence coming into the case, if I didn't remind you of the story of Dino Sajudin and the potential, possible, alleged love child between Donald Trump and the concierge at Trump World International. We do it right here because it sits at the intersection of law, politics, and justice on a show we call Legal AF. And a story like this, you know why we call it that. Every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we pull together and curate the top 5 stories or so that you need to know to get behind the headlines. And we do it right here on the Midas Touch Network. You knew that. You're here now. Help them get to 3 million free subscribers. Go back out, hit free subscribe, leave a comment here, and leave me a note. It helps with the ratings, keeps this kind of analysis coming to you. You like legal shows run by lawyers who know what they're talking about at the intersection of law and politics? You've come to the right place. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.